true. It's more, you know, my own stuff. But yeah,
okay.
There's some anger in the whole album, I guess.
I guess so. You wouldn't know from looking
really
at it. Okay, and secondly, you know, if you want a companion, we'll play that next. What can you tell us about that one?
I like that you requested that one.
I love it, too.
It's my dad's favorite, also.
That's, yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, that's probably my favorite right now.
Yeah.
That one is... what would you want to know about it?
If you want a companion, what's the thought behind it? Who's looking for maybe wanting a companion?
I think this was me talking to someone who I felt like I wasn't there for and I felt like kind of incapable of being present for.
Oh.
And I wanted him to, if he wanted somebody to, I was just feeling really bad about the way that I was and wanting to articulate that.
Okay, so we'll hear those two. It's a little bit after 11 a.m. right here at WMFO Medford. Here's two more tracks from Jackal's Keep Mother Sane, brand new CD, starting off with the title track right here at WMFO Medford.
It not sadden you at all to hear me cry when I hang up? And I worry, am I slightly disconnected always? Well, one of us can leave, and though you see I am caged here with your pain, but I can't pen in your life to leave my side. I didn't invite all this care until it was already there.
I love that song. Love that song, Jackals. And if you want a companion from their new record called Keep Mother Sane, Jack and Katie are here. It's Jackals. How you guys doing?
We're doing well.
And Kirsten from WRFO Something About the Women is here too.
I am indeed enjoying this live music. It's really a treat.
It's really fun. And speaking of treats, we're going to get another one. You guys are going to do another one live.
Yeah.
And this one's called Lonely. What do you want to tell everybody about that one?
Mostly just about feeling really lonely.
No kidding. So why did you name it Lonely?
We had like a spree of like 5 songs in a row that we wrote that was only one word titles.
Yeah.
And we had these, like, we kept having these shows where we'd play 4 songs and every single song was just one word.
And it was like the clearest word of the song. And then we tried
changed a couple of them.
All right, well, let's go live in Studio A. Jackals Live. This one is a one word title. It's Lonely. Live in Studio A. Great. It's Jackals, everybody, live in Studio A. That was Lonely. I gotta say, I mean, I've heard the record a couple of times, everything, and that one really hadn't really stuck out to me before that, but that's really, I love the chords in there. I hadn't noticed that before.
Thank you.
It's really, it's really a nice song. All right, so why don't we have a couple of tracks that you guys wanted to hear that are not you, and you each picked one. I think we'll just play them, and then everybody at home can think about who picked what and why. All right, we'll be right back after this at WMFO.
interventionist God. But I know, darling, that you do. But if I did, I would kneel down and ask him. Not to intervene when it came to you. Well, not to touch a hair in your head, leave you as you are. If he felt he had to direct you, then direct you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. Oh Lord, into my arms. Oh Lord, into my arms. And I don't believe in the existence of angels. But looking at you, I wonder if that's true. If I did, I would summon them together. And ask them to watch over you. Well, to each burn a candle for you, to make bright and clear your path, and to walk like Christ in grace and love and guide you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. But I believe in love. I know that you do too. And I believe in some kind of path. Though we can walk down, me and you. So keep your candles burning, make a journey bright and pure, that you'll keep returning always and evermore. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms.
WMFO Medford, 125 in a beautiful Saturday on June 10th. It's Mike on the mic here with Kirsten. Hi, Kirsten, from Something
Hello.
About the Women.
Doing and a joint show here.
Yeah, that was really nice. That we have Jack and Katie here in the studio, too. Hi, guys.
Hello.
And those are two songs that you had requested with a stipulation that they wouldn't be you. That was Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds from The Best Of, Into My Arms. I don't think I know that one, but that was really nice to hear. Mm-hmm. I love Nick Cave, but yeah. Can't know them all.
No.
Yeah, that was great. And then a band I do love, and I have played that one, Built to Spill from back in 1999, the Keep It Like a Secret was the CD. That was Cara the Zero. What a great song.
Yeah.
That was really, really nice. So your new album, Keep Mother Sane, is out. You can get it all the regular digital places where you can buy it. It's on Spotify, too.
Yep. Yeah.
Ooh, how fancy. Right? That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's it's cool. It's really fun.
Is it Apple Music too, and all
Apple
of that?
Apple Music, Google Play, all the newfangled streaming stuff.
All right, important to say, Jackals, Jackals.
Oh, thank you.
That's the way it's spelled. It's called Keep Mother Sane, just like you thought to yourself late at night after a bad day with Mother. Go get that record. It's just a wonderful record. It's really good. I found to just when people come over, I'll put that on and I wait for them to go, who is this? That's what I've been doing with this one. It's a congratulations.
Thank you.
What
so
a great accomplishment.
So
are you recording again yet, or is this? Yeah, I knew you'd laugh at me. What are you doing? You playing out?
Yeah, we're trying to play out as much as possible.
Yeah,
I want to start. We both want to start writing again.
Yeah,
and we definitely were on pause for a while because this was a really intense process.
I remember the whole May 20th thing. That was D-Day.
It was very stressful. Yeah, it was super stressful. But I think we're both feeling like really excited again.
Well done.
Thanks.
So of course, you know, when you get going with other stuff, even if it's just something new that you want to, let me know. Come back. Cool. Say hi. Play again in the studio.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much
for
coming in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This was really a treat. This was really wonderful to have you two here.
Thank you so much. We love it here.
Yeah, well, we do. How can you not? What a great space.
Yeah.
All right, so I've cut into Kirsten's time quite enough.
Well, we've shared this time.
We
this
have
was
shared.
Really nice to be
it was
able
good to do.
I mean, we're like ships that pass the night, so we were sat down in the station
mm-hmm.
together.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we go see jackals at a crowded, noisy restaurant. We can't hear them.
Yes,
that's the kind of things we do.
Can you imagine with this voice that we couldn't hear?
I know.
I mean, it was the Irish Film Festival, and boy, they were very enthusiastic about that film they had just seen.
Yeah,
so that I'm sure that won't happen again. You really packed the burn, and you had a dedicated audience, and I expect that going forward, all of your audiences will be there to hear you and not for other reasons. So keep up the good work.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
All right, so let's get into Something About the Women. What you doing? I know you have a guest calling in.
I do. I have a guest, Caroline Brennan, and she is part of the Noel Henry Band. So we've got an Irish, we're going to Ireland now. So I have queued up a couple of songs that are influences of hers, Laurie McKenna and then Mary Black. And then I will play one of Caroline's song, and then she will call in and we'll find out a little bit more about her. She does play predominantly down in Cape Cod, so, you know, might have to make a trek down there to hear her live, but that wouldn't be too bad.
No, it's not a terrible thing to do in the summer here in New England.
This would be the time to do it.
Okay.
So, if you don't mind, we'll start with Laurie McKenna, Luxury of Knowing.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Mike on the mic. Kirsten with Something About the Women is up next. It's WMFO in Medford.
Coming to bed,
Do I have you on air now?
Yes.
Well, thank you. Mike is sitting here coaching me through the phone technology. And so thank you, Mike. And I have Caroline Brennan, who is on the line with me. And I will introduce her. She is a singer-songwriter from Massachusetts. As a vocalist and guitarist, she has been performing for years to different crowds throughout New England. And I think you predominantly play in the Cape at this point, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And you play with your husband, but you also play in your family band, the Noel Henry Band. And then
yes.
Your husband is Sean Brennan. And then you have an album out. You have a album that was released in 2015, Leap, with 10 original songs and one cover. And it looks like you've gotten a number of awards and accolades, and good for you. I know
Thank
that
you.
I had a question for you because you had let me know that on a personal note that your one cover song you recorded on your album is a Mayo song, chosen in honor of your father, Noel Henry. And I wondered if you could share with us a little bit what you meant by that.
Sure, absolutely. Well, my father, Noel Henry, was a well-known Irish performer, singer, guitarist, very talented, and he was a huge musical influence in my life, you know, growing up as a kid and hearing his music. And when he passed away when I was 18, he died of cancer, and as you know, and he ended up having such an impact on me that I, when I recorded my album, the 10 songs that I wrote were all very personal, but I really wanted to do a song about Mayo. Now, Mayo is a county in Ireland that my dad is from. He was born there and lived there and came over to the United States when he was young and started performing music. So, I really wanted to have a song about County Mayo. He was very proud of his county and being from there. And so I wanted to have one song on the CD at least that kind of paid tribute to him.
Oh, and that's what I didn't realize, that Mayo was actually a location. I didn't know if
yes.
it was a music style or... Oh, so that's interesting. And then one of the songs that I am playing is Green and Red of Mayo. Is that the cover song?
It is, yeah. It was written by the Saw Doctors and recorded by them, and it's a great song. They wrote it on a ferry, actually, and it just describes the beauty of Mayo, and it is a gorgeous place. I've been lucky enough to go there a couple times myself, and my dad was very proud of being from there, so I wanted to do a Mayo song, and that song was one of my favorite Mayo songs, so... I begged my husband, Sean, to do a duet with me for that song. And, you know, he was so supportive throughout the whole recording of my album. And he really wanted it to be, you know, my thing. Like, he didn't want to be on the album. He really wanted it to be all my music and my style and everything. But I begged him to at least do one duet with me. And I really wanted it to be the Mayo song. So he agreed, and we have this duet, Sean and I singing together, and I was really happy that he agreed to do it with me. It was very special.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Like, when to step aside and when to combine your talents. That's, that must be a very special relationship that you two have.
Yeah, it's great, and he's a fantastic musician as well, so it's nice that we have that to share, you know.
Really, truly. Well, why don't I go ahead and play that? I will press all my buttons here and see if I can make things work the way that they're supposed to. How does that sound? So give me just a moment and we'll have on Green and Red of Mayo.
Great.
Forevermore.
it's a rolling coastal waters. I can see Kilpatrick's Peak. Well, on Sunday every summer, the pilgrims climb the reef, where St. Patrick in his solitude looked down across Clew Bay. And with the ringing of his bell, called the faithful there to pray from the heron to the whale.
Okay, so I have Caroline back here on air. That was just absolutely beautiful. So I'll just kind of run through the titles of those three songs. The first was Summer Night, then Green and Red of Mayo, and the last one was Broken Parts. So, Caroline, would you like to tell us a little bit about Broken Parts?
Yeah, sure. I would love to. I wrote Broken Parts I think I was in my 20s. It was a couple of years after college, getting out of college. And it was actually a song that I wrote, I guess inspired by, you know, one of my breakups, of course, an ex-boyfriend. And I was writing it kind of not just with my own thoughts and experience of what I went through, the heartache and everything, but you know, a lot of my friends and what I'd seen them go through, and just people in general, you know, breaking up and having a broken heart is kind of all part of life. And I wanted to just kind of capture what I went through, which I guess as a songwriter you want to connect with it personally, but also hope that, you know, your words and your music might have some kind of an impact on others as well and connect with them in terms of what their experience was. So, you know, I wrote it a while ago, and I just recently recorded it a couple years ago, but every time I hear it, it, you know, brings me back to the way that I felt when I was going through it. And I think that's what music is really supposed to be about, is that emotional connection. And I guess in a lot of ways, it's such a personal song to me. I always think back on it as, you know, I felt like I was writing in my journal, in a sense. It's a song for me that is one of my more personal ones. And I was hesitant to record it at first, but then the more I thought about it, the more I realized, you know, this is what music is for, you know?
Right, exactly.
It's sharing our thoughts.
I don't know if you heard our previous musicians, but they talked about a very similar theme. We played their song, If You Want a Companion, and that song also resonated with me. So I feel as if you have captured that personal aspect to the song, but also brought it to something that you can share that has a universal message as well. I think you've absolutely achieved that.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Well, life's a journey, and that's, you know, the sad times are part of that.
Yes, absolutely.
And conquering it. Yeah.
And then previous to your songs, I played a couple of musicians that you had mentioned are influences on your music. The first was Lori McKenna, and the second was Mary Black. Can you tell us a little bit about how they influence your music?
Sure. Well, I mean, with listening to my dad's music growing up, you know, I had a lot of exposure to the Irish, the country, the folk. I was very lucky to be able to hear all those different genres of music through my dad and his music. And with the Irish connection, you know, having my dad born there and being so immersed in the culture, that's where I learned about Mary Black's music. And I just think she's an incredible vocalist, first of all, and her music just has this really thoughtful, calming feeling to it. And I remember listening to it, I was obsessed with A Woman's Heart. I don't know if you remember that album. Mm-hmm. But she was on it, as well as a lot of other different Irish female musicians that were just, you know, so talented. It was a collaboration album. And I think that's where I first learned about her music and started listening to her. And then that's when I started listening to her own albums, which, you know, she's got such an extensive library of beautiful recorded music. And so I think having the Irish piece, but also that female performer piece, is why I connected with her so much. And
right.
I just really enjoyed her music, and it inspired me to continue to do music. I mean, I've been singing since I was, 10 years old, I think. And it was such a great experience growing up and being so